Norman Tierney and Owen Lydon from Tuam Uachtaráin joining me to discuss the Women's Senior Cup final next Sunday, 3:30 in the Dexcom Stadium, where they'll be taking on University of Galway. Lads, good to catch up with you. You're at getting ready to do final training session now, I'd say, is it?
It is, yeah. It's our last session now. We've girls travelling from all over the country to get down for the last training session of the season. So,
Yeah, it's a big one, I suppose. Sunday, it's a culmination of a lot of work to get to that stage.
the girls have put an awful lot of work in over the whole year. Considering we have an awful lot of girls away, we'll say they're in colleges, so it's hard to get them. Logistically, it's hard to get them up. We'll say they're in Limerick and all over. But in fairness, they are putting in the work and they are keen. They're a really good bunch, we're proud to have them.
Well, absolutely. I mean, driving down on a Thursday night is or any other night, and it's tough going. But I suppose they see the value in it because they've got a big final coming up.
Yeah, this is it's a big one for us because it's not something we've ever won before. So I think we won the league earlier on the season, but it's kind of not to belittle it, but we had won it before. This is a big deal to us now this weekend. We'll be trying to do the double. In the short 2 years that we've been in existence, the girls have came a long way, considering the team is very young. Most of the team is under 20. Or 20 and under, apart from one, we won't name who. But yeah, we've been lucky. We've been lucky.
Yeah, that really is spectacular to have a young side like that because I suppose their enthusiasm levels are pretty high, and you've only been playing senior rugby at this type for 2 years.
Our second season,
This
yeah.
is their second season, yeah. Okay, you're doing something right. What's the secret? How do you make that work? Because it is a different level going up from underage age grade rugby to coming into when there's you're taking on all comers.
Yeah, I think the girls just seems to be the girls have just taken to it. There hasn't been too many issues in the transition. They've just taken to it. Now we were very lucky with our captain, Sarah Jane Fox. Like she had a huge input to help the girls make that transition.
Yeah.
So I couldn't say enough good about her now. Yeah. And I think the girls, we've been lucky. I think the girls are having fun. I think it's shown on the pitch. They're enjoying the rugby, which I think is it definitely helps. And we've been lucky. We'd say we were the only ladies club around. We did get an influx of players, we'd say, from Clamorris this year as well, which definitely helped. And they've bonded very well with all the girls. They seem to have the whole work ethos of the girls that we had already. Everyone is getting on great. So we've been lucky. We've been lucky with girls
It's maybe not the well, Claremorris is reasonably close to Tuam, and I suppose Uachtaráin is as well. But has to be said, it's not maybe the most obvious linkage. And I have been asked, people have said to me, how come they're linked? Because you've got northeast Galway sort of area, and then you've got due west area. And unless you have a helicopter or something, it's still a fair old haul between the two places.
I think when we started, it's just the girls just sort of clicked. They just bonded straight away. And that's why it works, is because it's the girls wanted to work. We probably just we facilitate them. They want it to work, so they make it work.
Yeah. We've been lucky. A lot of the girls we have come up from under 12s since we started playing minis in the sports ground. And at the time, that's how the whole thing started. We'll say Tuam hadn't enough. They were only starting out. Uachtaráin was only starting out. We'd have played together, myself and Owen. And the girls said, here, sure, have you a few extra girls you throw in? And they were wearing the Tuam jersey 1 week and they were the Uachtaráin jersey next week. They actually enjoyed the rugby. We'll say it was the time of when Pat Lamb took over. There was great interaction with the players and the mini girls and the mini players, and it threw them on from that, really. And that's brilliant, because that's where you need to bring young players, whether they're girls or boys, in and give them an opportunity and say to them, this is, you know, this is good fun. Fun is a key word. It's not often heard, but it's very important to keep the interest.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. No, hang away.
And do you specifically set up to make it fun? Do you run it slightly differently to maybe other clubs where results or something, and, you know, it's just that bit harder, whereas if you can actually make it enjoyable, you'll keep people interested.
I'd say it might be because we were probably both a bit soft, as we wouldn't be pushing them too hard. We wouldn't be terribly structured in our play. Like, it's kind of get the ball and go and do what you can do.
Yeah.
You know, that's, and they've been playing together so long that they don't need that. You know, if one girl goes, the next one knows she's going to go, and they're there in support. It's,
well, like the girls at times could be frustrating to coach.
Mm.
I'd say another coach would be going, oh no. Mm. But once they go on the pitch match day, they'll give you 110%.
Well, to be fair, France have been playing their rugby like that forever, really. sort of, you know, and their women's team is a bit like that as well. It seems to be a lot of, I have the ball and I'm off. So that's good to hear. What are you expecting on Sunday from University of Galway? Have you played them this season?
Yeah, we played them in the league final. We also played them in Dangan in the league. We won both games, but I would expect it to be a lot tougher now this weekend. You know, they'll know an awful lot more about us, and I think they've a pretty good coaching team there. Like, they're very
they learn
fast. You know, so look, we're looking. I don't know. We're hoping that we come out on the right side of it, but we're expecting it to be there till the end. Like,
Like, we've a full squad, as much as we have. We're injury free. As good as, like. Yeah. So we'll hope for the best on the day now.
Are you finding overall there is a discussion about the drop off in players, that players, and it seems to be specifically among girls, maybe more than boys, but I know it's an issue in men's rugby as well, that, and they are worried about this, that players come to a certain point and then, for whatever reason, they just drop away from the sport and maybe stop playing sport altogether. Do you see that at all, or are you able to keep maybe more involvement going forward?
Yeah, we do have drop off. We give drop offs at every level from under 14s up. I think we've been particularly lucky, as in the, you know, as Norman said, that they like playing together. They keep coming back. We don't have a huge drop off. You know, like, most of the girls that are playing now are under 18s last year and the year before. You know, it's the same players. Mm. There isn't a whole pile of them gone away. So. Yeah.
And how are you seeing the numbers behind? Or is there a flow through from 14s and 12s and minis, and is that happening?
Yeah, we have 14s who are in a cup final the following weekend. We have 16s who are in a plate final, and we have 18s who are in the cup final the following weekend as well. So we have players coming through. So
that's brilliant. And what sort of numbers are you looking at in total? Just across the whole linkage, would you think?
Somewhere between probably 90 and 100 players, I'd say.
Yeah, probably.
Well, that's really good. And do they play other sports as well, or are they mostly rugby?
I would say probably 40-50% of them would also play football and soccer, basketball, and whatever.
Yeah. But, like, we try and organise, to be fair, we'd
we do work with the GEA, as in we try to avoid their training nights rather than try to conflict with them. We find it's more beneficial in most cases. It doesn't always happen, but we try, you know. But I think the long of the story, long and the short of it is, I think if the girls are having fun, they do stay that extra bit longer. I know when you go up, Grant, we'll say some girls will say they want to go AIL. It is gets a bit more serious, you know, it's more intensive for some girls that are happy to be playing. I still want to play for a bit of fun. They might be good enough to play AIL, but I'd say if you enforce some of them that route, they'll just drop off, like, you know.
Looking again to Sunday, artificial surface, any issue or preferred, or, you know, it'll be, have they played in the sports ground before, many of them?
Yeah, they have. We played there a couple of weeks ago against, we had a really good game against our ladies boys club, really good game on that surface. And we played in Craig's a couple of times this year as well. So, and of course, we had the All-Ireland final on an artificial surface as well.
We're unlucky with that.